Praise the Lord Jesus. This is Thurman Scrivener. Let's worship and praise the King. Father, we praise you and worship you and thank you this day for the privilege to speak your words over these airways. Lord, I am so grateful for the privilege to speak your mighty words over these airways so people can hear your words, so they can learn who they are and what they can do in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Help us, Lord, to keep ourselves from evil so the evil one cannot touch us, so he will be able to develop no strongholds in us. He'll have no darkness in us. Lord, thank you and praise you that you came and showed us the example of what we could do and how we could do it as men. You became a man and showed us how to walk holy before you so that we literally give the enemy no way to become a stronghold in us. Lord, I thank you and praise you for the word today as it goes out. Bless it to the hearts of everyone that hears it. In Jesus' name, amen. If you're trying to show someone a problem or you're trying to discuss something, I'm sure that God wants us to learn how to wait and listen. And if we read of the Lord's command in the Psalms, he will tell us, be still and know that I am God. So if what you have to say to someone is very important, you will not let that person continue in their work or in their labors while you talk to them. You will ask for their undivided attention. So also, God does not speak to us until we slow down, tune out the static, and give him our undivided attention. Because to walk in true discernment, our hearts must be quiet before God. We must learn how to listen. It's amazing how someone will invite you to their home. They want you to come as a pastor, and they want you to sit down with them and tell them how to get healed. Maybe they're sick and afflicted. Of course, in my case, that's usually why I'm invited to their home. The Lord has given me a healing ministry, and I go and sit down with people and tell them what causes their sickness and disease and be able to show them what they need to do to get their sins confessed and to get free from that so they can get well. And you can go in and sit down with some, and they will have the television on. They'll be listening to the radio, or there'll be all kinds of things, and you cannot get their undivided attention. If you cannot get their undivided attention, you might as well just hang it up and go home. Because you will not be able to tell them what they need to do. They will not be able to obtain the information or the discernment that you're trying to get through to them because they are not taking the time to do what God says in Psalms when he says, be still and know that I am God. So if you're going in the name of the Lord and you're trying to get somebody to learn what you're trying to say or tell them, first of all, you must get somewhere where you and that person can sit down eyeball to eyeball or face to face, look at each other, and that they can be still and know that you are a servant of God and that you're coming with the Word of God. Now, we cannot engage in spiritual warfare without first being conscious of God and through Him discerning the enemy. All true discernment comes through a heart that has ceased striving, a heart that knows, even in the fiery trial of its personal struggle, that the Lord is God. Now, if you have not reached that point, then you're in a place where that you will not be able to get through to God. There will be a static in your life that will inhibit your powers of discernment. Your thoughts and your reactions will block you from hearing God. Until the motor of the carnal mind is turned off, true discernment will not consistently be yours. You will have to die to personal judgments, your ideas of retaliation and self-motivations. Indeed, Jesus did say, I can do nothing on my own, nothing on my own initiatives. As I hear, I judge. he ceased striving. We also must learn to listen to the voice of the Holy Spirit. As we stop our striving, as we hear, we judge and discern. Now then, if the Holy Spirit speaks to you and tells you something to say to someone, you can absolutely be free to tell them what the Lord says. Now, over in Philippians chapter 1, the Lord says, I pray that your love may abound still more and more in real knowledge and all discernment. What does he say? I pray that your love may abound. Now, discernment comes from abounding love. What in the world is abounding love? It is love that leaps out from us toward others. It is motivated by long-term commitment. It is anointed by sacrificial love. Now then, there is a false discernment that is based upon mistrust, suspicion, and fear. You can recognize false discernment by the coldness around it. False discernment may be packaged in a type of love, but it does not originate in love. It comes out of criticism. True discernment is rooted deeply in love. Now, lots of times you will go by what you see. I think about whenever you're walking down the street one day and you see a young man coming down the street, and I've done this in many places that I've been. Maybe this boy comes out of a beer joint, or maybe he comes out of a pool hall, or who knows where he comes out of, but he's wearing a funny-looking outfit, maybe a partially leather or whatever, and all kinds of signs on it and pictures and everything else. And maybe the guy's got earrings hanging out of both ears. Maybe he's got several of them, and maybe he's got tattoos all over him and everything else. And if you're not careful, immediately you will judge that person. Now, we need to learn to see beyond this person, because if we go by what we see, we will discern wrong. Now, you'll have to learn to look at this boy beyond what you see. You'll have to learn that God loves this young man. And this young man could be a wonderful man of God. In fact, I know many, many men. Some of them are older now, but some young men, but even some older ones that used to be gang members, motorcycle riders. They had all kinds of tattoos and all kinds of stuff on them. Well, those tattoos are permanent. Once you put them on there, they're there. But these men are now men of God. They're going across the country leading people to Christ. And great things are being done by these men. But if you didn't know when you see these men out somewhere by yourself, your discernment would be false. So whatever you do, do not judge according to appearance, but judge with righteous judgment. Now, righteous judgment is a direct result of love. If you cannot pray in love for a person or the church, do not presume you have true discernment. Love precedes peace, and peace precedes perception. Without love and peace in your heart, your judgment will be overly harsh. Regardless of the smile upon your face, your heart will have too much anger. False discernment is always slow to hear, quick to speak, and quick to anger. Now, that's false discernment. Now, if you're not careful, you'll get this wrong. This is false discernment. False discernment is always slow to hear, quick to speak, and quick to anger. Now then, if you start talking to someone and they immediately break in on you, you understand where they're coming from. But it's very difficult for you to walk in love in those kind of places. Now then, there is a tension that underlies this false discernment, an anxiety that pressures the mind to make a judgment. True discernment emerges out of a tranquil and pure heart. one that is almost surprised by the wisdom and grace in the voice of God. Remember, our thoughts will always be colored by the attitudes of our hearts. Jesus said, "Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks." He also said, "Out of the heart of men proceed evil thoughts." So you see, you have to be very careful. Now then, he said that in Mark chapter 7. Again, he said, "The pure in heart shall see God." Just think, if you're pure in heart, you shall see God. From the heart, the mouth speaks, the eyes see, and the mind thinks. In fact, Proverbs 4 tells us that out of the heart flow the issues of life. Now, life as we know it is based upon the condition of our heart. This is very important because the gifts of the Spirit must pass through our hearts before they are presented to the world around us. In other words, if our hearts are not right, the gift will not be right either. When the heart has unrest, it cannot hear from God. Therefore, we must learn to mistrust our judgment when our heart is bitter, when it's angry, and when it's harboring strife for any reason. The Scripture tells us to allow the peace of Christ to rule in our hearts, because he told us that in Colossians 3:15. To hear clearly from God, we must first have peace. Now then, one handful of tranquility is better than two-fifths full of labor and striving after the wind. That's in Ecclesiastes 4:6. There is too much labor and toil in our minds, too much striving after the wind. If we want discernment, we must become aggressively calm. This is not a passive state of mind, but an expectant, focused waiting upon God. Discernment comes from our sensitivity to Christ in the realm of the Spirit. It comes from love in our motivation, peace in our hearts, and a poised and waiting attitude of mind toward God. Through a life so prepared by God, the gift of discernment is revealed. So if you want to hear from God, you must walk in love. There is no exceptions to the rule. If you'd like to have teaching tapes on these subjects we talk about, just feel free to call us. We'll be happy to send you the CD or the audio tape. Our phone number is 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. Also invite you to our church at 2 p.m. on Sunday afternoon at 10921 Shady Trail in North Dallas. 10921 Shady Trail in North Dallas.